Unit 7. Senegal's Lake Retba.
Senegal is a nation. It is on Africa's west coast. It has a bright pink lake. Large white salt lumps cover the shore. They look like scoops of vanilla ice cream. This would be a good place to film a science fiction movie. It does not look like it could possibly be on Earth. Yet it is not only real, but natural. Lake Retba is a salt lake. At 38% salt, its water is 10 times more salty than the oceans. People can easily float in the lake. The saline makes them buoyant. People must be careful, though. The water is so salty that it can hurt their skin. They must put on a thick layer of shea butter. Then they can dive in. Long ago, Lake Retba was part of the Atlantic Ocean, so its water was salt water. Over time, sand dunes built up. They separated the lake from the sea. Now these dunes keep the bodies of water apart. During the dry summer months, some of the lake's water evaporates. As a result, its saline level rises. Then the water may turn red. Almost no plants or animals can live in such salty water. However, single-celled algae named Dunaliella salina thrive in the water. Lake Retba has a high concentration of the algae. The algae produce large amounts of beta-carotene. Beta-carotene makes tomatoes red and carrots orange. It is an antioxidant. It is good for one's health. So the algae are good for people to consume. The villagers collect the algae. They sell their harvest to companies that add it to dietary supplements. The beta-carotene in the algae makes the lake red. It makes Lake Retba look like it is full of strawberry milk.